Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 34th Torino Film Festival. Today I'm in company of cinematographer Ed Lachman, who's here at the festival as president of the official competition jury.
So how did you take this invitation of the festival to be the president of the jury?
Well, they called me and I wanted to know what the festival, every festival tries to find its own, approach, and that it was contributing to young filmmakers, first time, second, third time filmmakers, that I wanted to support that, because everyone's looking to for a new voice, and I think we should support that, And I think young filmmakers take greater chances in their storytelling than, because they don't know what mistakes they might make, so they can make all the mistakes, and then that's can be exciting.
And what do you look at when you're watching a film? What are the things that count for you? What are you going to look at when you watch all these films in competition?
Well, one in how they tell their story, and what is the stories they're telling? What's the language they want to tell their story, and what are the stories they want to tell?
Do you feel yesterday in the press conference they were talking about such a responsibility that the jury has in maybe not defining, but let's say move the destiny of these filmmakers? Do you feel this responsibility?
No, but I think we have to be open. I'm an old guy now, but I have to be open to people experimenting with new ways of telling stories, and I'm very open to that. That's what's always excited me about the language of cinema, that it's always changing. Our history only gives us the possibility of telling stories in a different way.
And now, talking about your work, when you work with a director, do you think that it's the best way possible is to share a vision? Do you need to share a vision with the director in order to work with him?
Well, I think every story has to find its own language, its own way of telling its story. So I'm not so interested in creating images because that's the way they were created before, even though there's things that we do that will be similar. There are no ideas. It's just kind of the way we express those ideas that change. So I'm always searching with the director to find a language that tells that story. What makes that story unique in its imagery? And to me, the language of cinema are images. So we have to find different ways of telling our stories if we're going to tell new stories.
Here's a question that I asked Christopher Doyle yesterday. Now with the improvements of technologies and techniques, how do cinematographer find his unique voice, his unique vision, without sort of abusing cinematography, without doing too much,
I was talking about this with Chris this morning at breakfast. It's about the immediacy. It's about your personal contact with the image in the moment in time that you're photographing or experiencing the space, the light. So the technology is going to change our stories, be it digital or film. Let's go back. You asked me the question again.
Yeah, how do you find a unique voice? I mean, something is unique without abusing cinematography and doing too much with all these technologies, techniques. There's too much in this.
Well, I'm interested in the original moment that you're photographing. I'm not interested in how the image can be manipulated later. And so I say, we're in a dilemma now. Do we create images in a computer, or do we create them in the camera? Or do we create these digital animated images for life? And I think people will still respond to what makes life life through photographic images rather than digitized images. But that will be an aspect, you know, of what we're experiencing, you know. But I'm looking for images that create a connection between us and not alienating us. And so creating video games and digital amusement rides, I'm not interested. I'm interested in personal stories. I was thinking, you know, being here in Italy, the first films that got me interested in cinema was the Italian neorealism and De Sica and Umberto D and later Antonioni. And so I hope that doesn't change. I hope the stories that we need to tell to connect our souls together won't change because of technology.
So too, actually. When I was talking to, when I talked to Todd Haynes when he presented Carol, we discussed a lot about if we could define your cinematography in Carol as poetic realism. So it's up to you now. What do you think?
Well, that's a nice term. Poetic realism. Well, I like to think. We were referencing, you know, mid-century women photographers, Ruth Orkin, Esther Bubbly. You know, we were looking at early color photography, and we wanted to situate the time period. It wasn't the Circean world of the late 50s, in this high-gloss world of beauty. It was about the struggle of America coming out of the war. And it was also about the imprisonment of these women to act on their own personal needs and understanding that they had love for each other. So there was a certain sense of realism that I wanted the film to underscore, and that's why we shot it in film, and the colors are more muted, and so that's a nice way to look at it, that it was a poetic realism.
What are the other cinematographers that you love, that you think are obviously?
Well, I'm certainly feel close to Chris Doyle. He's someone that I've always revered because he cares about the image in the way I do, that as a found object, that it's not something that you manipulate, but that you experience in time and space. There's an Italian cinematographer that a contemporary that I like, Luca Biaci, who I think is a real talent. And I'm sure there are people that I haven't even mentioned that. Who else in the immediacy of? I just left Cameron Marge. Dick Pope, who shoots for Mike Lee. I respect his work. Robbie Muller, who I used to work with. Sven Nyquist, who I used to work with. Many of Vittorio Storaro's films. They're great Italian cinematographers. I can never say his name. Gianni Di Vienza? Gianni Di Vienza.
Di Venanzio.
Yeah. He's like the father of Italian cinematographers.
Thank you, Al Lachman, for being here with us. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 34th Torino International Film Festival for FRED, the Festival Insider.
FRED Film Radio.
24/7 on FRED.fm and smartphone apps.